Ondo's tokenized stock platform crosses 1 billion TVL in under a year. Ondo Finance said on August 17, 2026, that Ondo Stocks, its platform for tokenized U.S. equities, has passed $1 billion in total value locked and recorded $27 billion in cumulative trading volume since it went live in September 2025. The figures come from Ondo's own account and mark one of the larger footprints in a real-world asset category that spent years stuck at pilot scale. The claim is a single-source disclosure from the project. So treat the exact numbers as company reported rather than independently audited. The direction, though, matches what the wider tokenization market has been showing all year. Equities and money market instruments moving on-chain in volumes that are no longer rounding errors. From pilot to plumbing, tokenized stocks let a blockchain wallet hold a token that tracks the price of a U.S. equity, settling around the clock instead of on the traditional T+1 cycle. The pitch has always been obvious. The adoption never was. Most early attempts drew thin liquidity and regulatory caution, and several shut down. Ondo's numbers argue that a threshold has been crossed. $1 billion locked in under 12 months against $27 billion of cumulative turnover implies the tokens are being traded, not just minted and parked. That churn ratio matters more than the headline TVL. Assets that only sit still are a custody story. Assets that change hands are a market. The timing lines up with a broader institutional push into on-chain assets. Wall Street has spent 2026 running tokenization trials, and money managers keep publishing record on-chain figures, from Securitize's $4.3 billion tokenized AUM to a 40-firm cross-industry settlement trial led by JP Morgan and Goldman. Ondo Stocks is the retail-facing edge of the same shift. The regulatory overhang. A milestone announcement does not settle the legal question hanging over the category. Tokenized equities in the U.S. sit in an unresolved zone, and the exemption framework that would give them a clear path keeps slipping. The SEC's proposed tokenization exemption has been delayed again amid the Clarity Act talks, leaving issuers to work through existing rules, offshore structures, or restricted access lists. That uncertainty shapes who can actually touch these tokens. Access is often gated by jurisdiction and eligibility checks, which is why a global TVL number can coexist with a patchy region-by-region reality on the ground. A U.S. resident, an EU resident, and a user in an emerging market can each see a very different version of what available means. Ondo has leaned into the compliance-first framing for its RWA products, and its scale so far suggests that gated distribution has not capped demand the way skeptics expected. Whether that holds if U.S. rules tighten or loosen is the open variable, the spending rail angle. Tokenized equities are not a card product, but they touch the same on-chain balance sheet that crypto cards spend from. As more of a user's net worth sits in tokenized stocks, money market tokens, and stablecoins, the question of how to spend that value without unwinding it becomes practical rather than theoretical. For now, almost no card lets you spend a tokenized equity directly. The near-universal path is to convert into a stablecoin or fiat first, which reintroduces a taxable event and a conversion spread. The more interesting second-order effect is collateral. A wallet holding liquid, price-tracked equity tokens is a wallet that could eventually back a credit line or a spend limit, the same way brokerages already lend against portfolios. That plumbing does not exist at consumer scale yet. But a $1 billion tokenized stock pool is the kind of base layer that makes it conceivable. Reading the number honestly, $27 billion in cumulative volume is a lifetime figure, not an annual run rate, and cumulative totals always look larger than the current activity behind them. TVL can also swell on the back of a handful of large holders rather than broad retail participation, and Ondo has not broken down the distribution. The healthy signal here is the ratio of turnover to locked value, which points to genuine trading rather than idle parking. Set against the tokenization category as a whole, Ondo Stocks now sits among the more visible venues for on-chain equities. It has not resolved the regulatory question, and a single company's self-reported metrics are a starting point for scrutiny, not the end of it. What the figure does establish is that tokenized stocks have moved past the demo stage into something with real volume attached.